God bless you. I hope that you have had a fantastic week. I don't know about you, but man, wow, has today been beautiful so far? When I got in the car this morning, I was like, man, this is amazing. The only thing that would make church better this morning if we were on a boat, right? How can we do that? I'll be thinking about that. Let's pray about that together. Amen. And but it was gorgeous out, and this morning we're so excited about you coming out to worship with us, and we're really excited about what God's speaking to us from His Word and all the things that are coming up. You'll hear a little bit more about this in just a few minutes, but we are in the middle of some decision making for our church, and we are praying for God's will and God's hand to lead us and guide us. So beginning on May 1st through May 5th, we're going to go into a time of prayer and worship. Every night, the church will be open from 6:30 to 7:30 for you to just come and worship and pray. And we want to make some points there that we're praying for God's direction in our lives and for our church, that we're praying that God will lead us in the next steps of what we can do to serve Him better and all the things that He has laid out for us, that we would hear that clearly. So go ahead and mark your calendars on May 1st through the 5th. And I know you're saying, I can't make it every night. That's obvious. No one will be able to make it every night, but make it when you can. It's a wonderful time. We did this last year during our prayer and fasting, and wow, it was just absolutely amazing to come sit and to worship and just pray just for an hour together with other believers. So mark your calendars for that. We also have our outreach to the island coming up, and we've had some questions about that. Our goal is to get out to the island. We have some welcome bags that we want to pass out. And we want to just have an opportunity to meet with people, to pray with people on the spot if necessary, just reach to them, to make a good influence on people, invite people to our fellowship, to learn more about what we're doing here in our community. Then that afternoon, we're going to have a baptismal service. If you've never been baptized or you feel like you're at a point in your life that you'd like to be baptized again, you can sign up for all that. We're going to do that out at the island as well. And then we're just going to spend the afternoon with a church family, just enjoying this beautiful area that we live in. Then coming up at the end of May, our graduation outreaches, if you've never taken part of that, it's a blast. We run shuttles back and forth to the stadium. We'll pass out water and fans and just welcoming people that are coming to our area to see their loved ones graduate and just making a good, positive impression on them. It's a great time of fellowship as believers. We'll park 150, 200 cars on our lot, and we'll shuttle countless people to the gates. We try to start with the elderly and work our way down and just help people and be a great help to our community for one of our biggest events. So mark your calendars for that as well, as it's the 25th, 26th, and 31st of May for our graduation outreaches. Excellent. So glad that you're here this morning. Can I say a couple of amens this morning? All right, we're starting in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. For those of you that are watching at home, we're so glad that you're with us, and we pray that you'll enjoy our messages as well and our music, and we're so glad that you're able to do that as well. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 1 through 13, the entire chapter. So I'm going to read it quickly. So when they could stand it no longer, we thought it would be best to be left by ourselves in Athens. And we sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service, and spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. For you know quite well that we are destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted. And it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you, and that our labors might have been in vain. Verse 6, but Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have a pleasant memory of us and that you long to see us just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live. Since you are standing firm in the Lord, how can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now, may our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May He strengthen your heart so that you'll be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father, when our Lord Jesus comes with all of His holy ones. So this morning, I want to start with this question. Where are you spiritually? If you had to answer that question this morning, what would your answer be? Where do you find yourself in this moment in your life spiritually? Or we can ask it this way. How are you spiritually? What are you doing in your life to grow in your faith? Now, some of you may be sitting here this morning, you're saying, well, I've been a believer for 37 and a half years, and I'm just so good with God. Right? Others may be saying, well, hang on, Ivan, you know, well, what does that mean? You know, I come to church every week, Ivan. What does that mean? I come on Wednesdays too because I love the dinners and it's great. Man, I'm solid in my faith. Well, what about growing? How do we grow this morning in our faith? Are we growing? Are you growing? And how are you going about that? Or are you just existing because you're a believer and that's enough? Where are we in our faith and what are we doing? Paul is writing this whole chapter, 1 Thessalonians 3, about people growing and moving forward in their faith and his concern for the people at Thessalonica that they were moving forward in the faith and the hope of Jesus Christ. So what about us today? See, here's what happens as church members, as church people, we generally focus more on behaviors than we do faith. Like, let me give you some examples of what I mean by that. Brother Ivan, I just don't cuss like I used to. I'm growing in my faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Or things like this. Pastor, I am really growing. I mean, I have made such great changes. I'm down to 3 beers a night. Or things like this. Pastor, preacher, brother Ivan, man, let me tell you, God has been good to me this week. I haven't talked about my boss one time. It was nothing like last week. Right? We focus in on behaviors rather than focusing in on growing our faith. And listen, following God is not about a big rule book of behaviors. But when we're growing in our faith, guess what will happen? Our behaviors will what? Let's say it together. They'll change. When we're growing in our faith, our behaviors will change. We will be different. The Bible tells us as we're moving forward in the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit will be evident in our lives. And you know a tree by its fruit. But what we get so caught up in sometimes is just behavior. The gossiping and the carousing. And we just get focused in on that. Oh, well, I gave up smoking, so man, I'm good to go with Jesus. Well, maybe not. When's the last time you opened the Word and you sat down and said, God, speak to me through your Word? When's the last time you really worshiped rather than stand here and you got the sway down, but you're just watching the musicians and you got that good and you look good, but you're not really worshiping. You're just hanging out like, man, I love this music. I feel so good when I leave. Woo. See, that's just the behavior. And what God is saying to us this morning, and Paul is pushing the people at the church of Thessalonica, he's pushing them to know God and to move forward in their faith. Wow. See, it's not just about behaviors. And we get so caught up on the outward work of what we see. We get so caught up on it. Well, they haven't changed. They're still doing the same things. Okay. Maybe so. But sometimes change doesn't happen immediately. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes practice. It takes strategies. See, what matters most this morning is not how many people showed up for church. It doesn't matter most how much tithes people are paying. It doesn't matter what the most thing about people is. You know, are they serving? No, what matters this morning is how vibrant and robust and thriving their faith is. Where are people in their growth with Jesus Christ? Where are you this morning? That's the question I want to ask. See, this morning, all across America, right now, as we're gathered, all across this country, there are churches sitting there, and there are people in the back of the rooms, and they have clickers. Click, 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 click. And they're going down the aisles. Click, 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 click. And man, they're worried about numbers. And there's churches that this morning had Sunday school. And man, they were going around 14 and A1, 14 and A2. And they're going down the list. And they're so worried about how many people show up for church this morning. Then there's other churches that, man, they're ready. They got buckets stacked galore because they're ready to collect the bounty. And they're worried about how much they're going to bring in today. And there's others that are sitting there and all they're worried about is how many new people came this morning. And they're not worried about the things that matter most. And there's people sitting in churches this morning. They're focused on, man, was our worship team on their A game this morning? How'd they look on the broadcast? And we're worried about things in the overall scheme of things. What? Really don't matter. What matters this morning is this. Is how are people moving forward in their faith? And in chapter 3 of Thessalonians, I'm going to give you some examples this morning. When Paul sent Timothy to check up on the church, he didn't say, do they have a building yet? Man, where are they in their growth plan? Have they reached out 100 new converts? Are they ready to go forward with the building project? Did anybody read that this morning? Did you hear anybody read that? Did we see it on the screens? Anybody? He didn't say this. How many people do they have in attendance this past Sunday? It wasn't in this chapter anywhere, was it? I didn't read it. He wasn't asking about that. He wasn't saying, hey, how many of them have given up swearing this week? Did we take a poll? How many people? Did he say how many people have stopped? He didn't ask any of those things. When he was asking about the church, he was concerned about one thing. How are they developing in their faith? And see, church, I would tell you this morning, having been in church since I was born, I will tell you that we have lost sight so many times. We're worried about the next greatest program and the next best book study that we can do, that we lose sight of just growing and developing people's faith. How do we know God better than we know God today? See, in this new church, he's concerned with the faith level of these new converts. He's like, are they loving one another? What's the temperature of their spiritual health this morning? What are they doing? So I'm going to just read these scriptures again. He just didn't assume that because they're believers, that they're automatically growing, which happens to so many of us. We just get people in, they become a believer, and we're like, man, they're good. But we have to move people on and let them grow. Go with me this morning to verse 2. Listen to this. Listen to his words and see his unfamiliar approach to faith. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service and spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen, encourage you in what? So to strengthen and encourage. So he sent Timothy to go for one thing, to strengthen and encourage them in their faith. Verse 5, listen to this. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter tempted you, and then our labors might have been in vain. So I sent someone to check on your faith. What do we do? We're checking in on you. And now we say, hey, I missed you. I was checking on. Well, we should be saying, hey, man, I'm checking on you. Where are you in your faith? Haven't seen you in church in a month. What's going on with you? Are you growing? What's happening? For this reason, he can't stand any longer. He went to check on their faith. Verse 6, listen to this. But Timothy had just come to us from you and has brought us good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we long to see you. Then verse 7, therefore, brothers and sisters, in all of our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. Here they are getting persecuted and beat down, and all Paul is worried about is the faith of the new believers. Where are they in their walk? In verse 10, night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. I mean, this whole passage is built around one simple word, faith. To strengthen and to encourage people in their faith. Notice this morning, nothing was spoken about a building. Nothing was spoken about how they looked. Nothing was spoken about the lights or the carpet or the temperature. It was all spoken about where they were in their faith. So why is it so important to Paul? Why is this such a big deal to Paul? Because Paul understood that if people weren't growing in their faith, that when you're not growing and moving forward, what are you doing? You're moving backwards. If you're not moving forward, you're moving in the opposite direction. If you're not growing in your faith, you're walking in weakness. And Paul wanted people to be strong in their belief in Jesus Christ. And as I've read more about the Thessalonians and all the things that were going on in the center, we talked about this 2 weeks ago, that this was a major hub of diversity. And actually, it's one of the only cities that's still in existence when the Romans took over. It's still there, and it's the name of it's like Salonika today. And so there's all these things that happened in the when the kings came in. They changed the name. Alexander changed the name of the city to be after a sister, but the city's still in existence. And today, it's some 300,000 people strong. And you have to wonder this morning, is that still in that situation? Is that city still in existence because of the people of God? It wasn't just a major seaport, but it was a place that was seeing revival because of a new church doing a new work. And Paul was worried about it. And he writes about it in Thessalonians chapter 3. So let's turn it to ourselves this morning. We started off with this. How are we in our faith? Where are we? Where are we in right living? Man, I will tell you that the last couple of days, I've been thinking about things that I need to work on. This time of year gets to be a busy time for me. So guess what happens sometimes? I feel the pressure and, man, I'm not as kind as I normally am, my sweet, loving self, right? Anybody besides Ivan? Man, I get a fuse that's short. And I may not snap, but, man, sometimes it's like cold as it can be, right? I'm not the only one. Don't sit here and look at me like I'm the only one this morning. But it's hard, and I say, God, what are areas that I can work on? Because the last thing that I would want in my own walk with God is that my attitude and what's going on in my life that would negatively influence someone else. I want to make a positive impact. And I don't want to let just one day or one moment or one frustration or one stress be something that keeps me from positively impacting other people. And I think about what Paul wrote. Even in the midst of our persecution, we were encouraged because of your faith. I don't know about you this week. I wasn't beaten. I wasn't handcuffed. I didn't miss a meal. I worked inside in the air conditioning most of the week. I wasn't persecuted at all. And I think about if Paul has this concern sitting there going through what he's been faced with, the floggings, the humiliation, the solitary confinement, and yet his focus is still on the faith of the church. How much more should I follow in the same manner? God, give me a heart for other people. God, give me a heart to see the faith of the church developed. And then I'm not always just worried about right living. See, church, here's the problem. We just think behavior is what it's all about. That when people's behavior become aligned, they're good to go. And we say things like this, man, they're good people. They're good people. Well, I would submit to you this morning, there'll be a lot of good people that won't be in heaven. Because they're not believers in Jesus Christ. They're great people. But they're not believers in the faith. And so just changing our behaviors is not enough. We have to put our hope and our trust in Jesus Christ. And let me tell you what happens. When we do that, people around us take notice. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, people around us see what is going on in our lives, and they take notice. See, most of us are still trying to please God in our behaviors, because we're taking the example of an earthly father and trying to put it on God. Listen to me this morning. This is where some honesty is going to be the first step to recovery. All right, here we go. Bear with me. We're still looking at God the way we've looked at our earthly parents. And what our parents, how many of us have kids this morning? Raise your hand. What do we want from our children? We want them to what? Say it together. Behave. Obey, right? Either word, we want them to obey. We're out in front of people. You better obey. Don't try me in front of everybody. And we're smiling, right? Gritting our teeth. We want them to obey. We want them to behave. And most of us are like this. What you do at home, I can deal with. But when we get out in front of people, I will kill you if you don't obey. Right? Isn't that the kind of, that's what we want from our kids, right? Threaten them into it, right? You're going to do it or you're going to die today. We want them to obey. And so we're putting that mindset on God our Father. And we want them to obey because we don't want them to embarrass us. You can ask my daughter, you better not embarrass me, oh Lord Jesus, right? You can ask them. I've told them. They go to school. I'm like, I better not get a phone call from school about you. You better not embarrass me. You better go to school in dress code, right? All those things are important. And what God is saying to us this morning, He wants to know you. See, we're worried about obeying God because we were worried about obeying our earthly parents. And we should do those things. I'm not discounting that. But I want you to take a step further this morning in your faith that God is not just standing here going, obey me, obey me, obey me, or else. God is standing here this morning saying, come to me and know me. Seek me and find me. Reach to me and I'll reach to you. I want you to grow. I want to tell you things that you never thought were possible for your life. I want to speak hope and truth. Mercy, grace upon you. See, when we begin to know God intimately, it'll affect our behaviors. But God's not sitting here this morning going, obey, 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 or else. God's saying, come to me, reach to me, listen to me, know me. See, we wake up every day conscious of God's moral law, hoping that in the end of the day, that He'll approve us. Because for so many of us, that's how we lived our lives with our parents. We wanted to do more and be more. And it's like when our kids make A's, they run home and they're like, look, 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 look. And God's not concerned about the grade. God's concerned about the heart. God wants to know you. And He wants you to know Him. See, rather than trying to know Him and move forward, we're just trying to behave. We're just trying to be good little Christians. Rather than reaching to God and knowing His heart, knowing Him intimately. See, this morning I'd submit to you this, that God wants you to wake up every morning thinking about His goodness, His grace, His mercy, His promises, His strength, His beauty, rather than how do I stay out of trouble with God today? How do I not sin? See, we're going about it the wrong way. Because when we know God, all those other things will line up. And as we draw closer to the Creator, our lives will become more creative in serving Him. And then all these other things will fall into line. Listen, we'd be better to get up in the mornings and say, God, what can I accomplish through you today? Just be honest. God, I'm going to fall short today. And in your mercy, God, I'm going to keep moving forward. God, I'm probably going to offend someone today because, well, it's pretty much like every other day, right? But God, in your grace and in your strength, I'm not going to let that hold me back, and I'm going to keep moving forward until I realize one day that all that is kind of fell on the wayside. Because see, with the church at Thessalonica, He was reaching to them saying, move forward in your faith. Trust God. Love one another. Be concerned about one another and propagate the faith. Push it forward. See, I'll give you this morning. The tender love of God towards us, His gracious promises are the only things that will draw us closer to Him as we know Him through His Word. Just think back about this morning. How much time did you spend in God's Word this week? As we know Him through worship and prayer, how much time did we spend worshiping God this week? As we know Him through meditating and listening, how much time did you spend sitting there saying, God, speak to me this week? Meditating upon His promises. Saying, God, I know what Your Word says. Speak to me through it. How much time do we spend experiencing God through these means that he's left. See, so many of us just want God to just zap it out for us. Just an instantaneous, here's all the answers, here's everything, your life is good to go. And that's not called growth. And God is speaking to us this morning, just like he spoke to the church in Thessalonians. He wants us to grow and to move forward one step at a time, step by step by step. And we need to direct our attention this morning to growing in God and not just trying to behave. We need to direct our attention this morning to how do we know God more than we've ever known him before, rather than just trying to line up with what we think is being a good Christian. And we need to begin to concern ourselves with our faith and the faith of others and how we can impact people around us with the gospel. Here's my prayer for us, church, as I wrap things up this morning. That God would give us the ability to deal with underlying issues that keep us from growing in our faith. Rather, unbelief or rather our concern or lack of motivation because we're distracted by other things that are going on in our lives. And then my prayer this morning for our church is that God will give us a zeal and a burden to grow in our faith and to help develop the faith of other people around us. Listen, church, one of the greatest secrets that is no secret is that you want to move forward, find you someone to be accountable with. Get involved with someone and say, I want to help you and I want you to help me. Call them every day and say, what did God say to you today in prayer? How much time have you prayed today? Have you been in the Word today? What is God saying to you through the Word today? And drag them along as they drag you along and grow together. You want to grow? Invest in somebody else. You want to grow? Become a youth worker and invest in a young person. You want to grow? Become a mentor to a child or a new convert and begin to take questions. You want to grow? Spend time seeking God and ask him to give you the ability to be honest in your own self-evaluation of where you are and what you need to do to develop your faith and not just behave. Listen to me, church. Just like Paul was concerned over and over and over about the development of faith in the new church, it's still just as real for us today. We can learn so many lessons that we have to be growing and moving forward every day. That we have to be focused upon the gifts and the work of God every day. Not just behaving. Not just lining up in what we think is being good. But moving forward and knowing God and allowing him to know us. Listen to the last part of this chapter, 1 Thessalonians 3, 12 through 13. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you'll be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when the Lord Jesus comes with all of his holy ones. Wow, may that be the blessing this morning, that God speaks to us this week as we move forward in our faith. Let's pray together.